from our New York studios up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Now, Renee Seiler stays busy. She hosts Sweet Retreats on the Living Well Network. She co-hosts Excel on the Magic Johnson Aspire Network. She is an author and the editor-in-chief of goodenoughmother.com, a website that I love. In addition to all that, Renee makes sure to make time to help save lives by serving Tom as an ambassador for the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Now, of course, the focus of that foundation, among other things, is to educate the world about breast cancer treatment and prevention. And for African American women, that is crucial because while we are less likely to get breast cancer than white women, we are more likely to die from it. I'm going inside her story with the one and only Renee Seiler. Good morning, Renee.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good, busy lady. Now, listen, I know you're doing a million things. I love your website. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But, okay. You know, I know a big reason that you work with the Susan G. Komen Foundation is because of your history with breast cancer. And for folks who don't know that history, can you share it with us quickly?
Yeah. So I am the daughter of not one, but two breast cancer survivors, my mother and father had breast cancer. And when you tell people that father had breast cancer, they're always like, really? I didn't know men got breast cancer, but they can and they do get breast cancer. My mother was diagnosed postmenopausally at 63, and my dad was diagnosed younger. I was diagnosed in 2002 with a precancerous condition, and I was having to have a biopsy every year. So I had four biopsies in 4 years. And in that time, I just made this decision. I thought, I don't want to be on a table every year. This isn't how I pictured my life. And so,
not to mention the condition of your breasts every time they go in.
Absolutely. See, that's another thing people didn't really understand. I was missing so much breast tissue, and I just decided I don't want to do this anymore. So I made a decision to have my own breast removed, and I did the surgery in 2007. So it's called a preventive mastectomy. I'm great now. It's the same surgery, by the way, that Angelina Jolie had 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. She actually, you know, wrote a piece in the New York Times this morning about having her ovaries removed now to prevent, ovarian cancer,
which is what her mother died of.
Yeah, right. So she has the genetic marker. See, because what we're talking about is whether you have a predisposition for breast cancer. She had a genetic marker, BRCA 2 or BRCA 1. Mm-hmm. I did not have that, and what I have found in my sort of journey is that they don't know a lot about African-American women in the gene pool because there are not a lot of us who have had genetic testing done. So that was kind of sobering and eye-opening for me when I was going through my journey.
Is it expensive to get that extra testing done? I know Angelina, you know, some physicians out there were critical of her bringing attention to having this double mastectomy because of the BRCA condition and that a lot of women can't afford that. Is it expensive to get that kind of extensive testing?
Yeah, it is. You know, I paid cash for my test because I didn't want to have to deal with it on my insurance because I was worried that if it did come back as a predisposition that what might happen down the line. And that's kind of sad that you even have to think that way.
Right.
So I just paid cash for mine. And as I recall, the genetic test alone, not the surgery, the genetic test, which is just the blood draw, was like $3,000. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this was before the Affordable Health Care Act went into play?
Right. This was years ago. So my frustration a little bit this morning about, you know, when people say, oh, well, Angelina Jolie shouldn't have said this. Don't question that decision unless you've been there. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about my decision until you lay awake with me at night wondering how I'm going to tell my kids I have breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well,
or
okay.
That mommy might...
Here's a question I have. Now, you did the double mastectomy. So did Angelina Jolie. Now she's done her ovaries. And there's still no guarantee that she won't catch some kind of cancerous disease.
Well, she won't get ovarian cancer because she doesn't have ovaries or fallopian tubes anymore. So she's taken that off of the table.
But cancer doesn't care.
But the type of cancer, this isn't a blanket. This is not to say she's never going to get lung cancer or skin cancer. This is to say she won't get ovarian cancer because she doesn't have ovaries anymore. She won't get breast cancer because she doesn't have breasts anymore. And the other thing is, I can't underscore how critical how big this is on your mind when you know that you're eight times the average, your risk is eight times average, which it is if you're BRCA 1 or 2 positive. You have a larger chance of getting breast cancer than the population.
And as you said, there's nothing that you would wish upon anyone as you lay in bed at night wondering, is this going to be the day?
Right.
Yeah,
I remember a year ago, maybe a couple of years ago, we did a campaign for a study.
Sisters.
The sister study, where we asked if you had a sister who had breast cancer to get in touch with these people, these researchers, because they wanted to study cancer, breast cancer among Black women.
Right.
How's the sister study done?
You know, that's sadly, I was not a part of that, and I can't speak to that. But let me just say this. What we're talking about is so important because, as Jackie said, African-American women, women of color, please listen. They are diagnosed less and die more, period. And that has to change. We can't be dying at rates that are higher than our white counterparts. And part of that is because we're diagnosed with a more aggressive type of breast cancer many times. And the other thing, quite frankly, is just late diagnosis. And late diagnosis, you know, people say, I don't want to know. That makes me crazy. You're going to know that you have breast cancer sooner or later. Trust me when I say it's better to know sooner, period.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I wanted you to also mention, because you're an ambassador with the Susan G. Komen Foundation, Renee, because I mentioned how they, you know, educate the world, but they do so much more to help women that are fighting breast cancer. Can you talk a little bit about, because I didn't know that they provided childcare while you're going through treatment. Tell us about some of the things that they're doing.
Yeah, they really, while treating the breast cancer is obviously paramount, they're also trying to make sure that women get through this experience, you know, whole. And part of that is doing things like what you said, the child care, the mobile mammography, the education factor. The thing that I'm really impressed by is where they spend their money and the grants. And a lot of times they're taking money from their donations and using that as seed money in inner cities and so that women can talk to and hear the message from women who are actually in their own communities. DC is a great example. I think the organization is called the DC Pink Divas, and things like that. So it's not just all about pink ribbons and running races and things like that. It's real work by real women who want to see real results. This has to stop.
Can I just ask you quickly about goodenoughmother.com? I love that website, Renee. If you are not going there, you need to go there, people. Good enough,
you
mother.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, you don't have to be perfect to be good enough. Trust
and
me,
you don't have to be a mother.
No.
No.
You don't, because I'm not, guys. And I go there all the time.
I'm with you, Jackie. I love the website, and I'm not one either, but I think you speak to us, Renee, in a way that we all need to have that conversation.
Oh,
absolutely.
Great. It's great sharing time with you guys. I miss you.
I miss you too, Renee.
We love you. Love all that you do, Renee. Thank you.
Keep up the great work.